With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And I'm Bart Winkler. Kevin Holden in for the ailing Chuck Freeman. We bring in Rob Reichel. Forbes.com, BobMcGinnFootball.com. Hey, Robbie, how are you?
I am great. Happy Friday to you, too.
You feeling okay? Everybody around here is dropping like flies.
Yeah, I was down and out for about a week after the combine. Not out, but just down. You can't be out when you have children, as you guys know. Well, Bart, you'll get there soon enough. But, yeah, I was beat up pretty good for about a week, guys, after the combine. Something's going around everywhere.
Oh, man, is it?
All right, Rob, here's what I want to ask you first about the free agent stuff, because, yes, there's a new regime, okay? So it's Brian Gutekunst, and there's a new regime, and so, hey, maybe he's a little open to free agents. But also, this team has been worse the last couple of years than they ever were under Ted Thompson, and who are the teams that normally spend in free agency? The bad teams that are trying to plug themselves quickly. So this little splash to bring in four guys, is that more... Gutekunst is much different than Ted Thompson, or is that the Packers are a lot worse than they've been in a long time?
Yep, I think it's a combination of both, Bart. I mean, there's no question, 13-18-1 over the last 2 years, and you know, no matter how much you want to dismiss 2017 as it being a year where Rodgers missed, you know, more than half the season with the broken collarbone, you guys saw where they were last year in 2018. It's a roster pretty devoid of talent, top to bottom. There aren't a lot of guys that can tilt the field and be dynamic difference makers. I mean, Ted's last handful of drafts, for the most part, guys just didn't pan out. It kind of left Gutekunst in this situation. I mean, I think in a perfect world, you know, the drafts from, you know, Ted's last 4 or 5 years would have been far stronger, and Gutekunst could have been a little more selective and picked and chose in free agency and kind of maybe filled some minor holes along the way. But I mean, he really did need to make some major splashes, and we'll see, potentially overpay for some guys just to get some of these spots corrected, especially heading into the draft. I don't think it's ideally what he wants to do in terms of, say, handing out $56 million in signing bonuses in a couple-hour window on Tuesday, Bart, but I think it's the hand he was dealt, and to get these guys back to playoff contention pretty quickly, I think it's the route he had to take.
Rob, you touched on the draft aspect of it, and maybe the most interesting part of this is Goody kind of took some pressure off of himself a bit. In other words, everybody was screaming edge rusher. Well, now he's got two through free agency. Do you think that 12 pick is maybe a little more open to the old best available theory now?
Yeah, without question, Kevin. That's a great point. I think, you know, Tuesday morning, 72 hours ago, if we would have talked, guys, I think it was a no-brainer. He had to go outside linebacker or edge rusher, knowing you were probably going to move on from Perry, and the chances of Matthews coming back no matter what weren't going to be real high. They had to replenish that position. Now, if there's one sitting there and you love the guy, there's no harm in taking him. You obviously stockpile for the future, but it's a legendary, dynamic year, guys, on the defensive line up front. Mike Daniels, for example, enters a contract year. I think most people would tell you Dean Lowry's a fringe starter at best, and you can certainly beef up that part of the team if you want. You can go offensive line if you want. You still need another safety. You always need corners. So you're exactly right, Kevin. You know, and I didn't even touch on tight end. There's going to be a dynamic tight end or two sitting there. One guy out of Iowa who a lot of scouts believe is the next Travis Kelce. So we're talking about Gutekunst giving himself a ton of flexibility there at number 12 and at number 30, guys. I mean, at the start of the week, my guess was that he was probably going to try to package those two picks and move up into the top 5 or 6 for whoever it was he was in love with. Now, with what he's done in free agency, and especially having 3 of the top 44 picks, guys, and 6 picks in the first 4 rounds, he can kind of sit back, let the board fall, and wherever he takes a player, whoever he likes the most, is probably going to be a position that, you know, they do have a need for, but certainly not as strong of a need, guy, as they did on Tuesday morning.
Talking with Rob Reichel on Twitter, at Rob Reichel. You can find him BobMcGinnFootball.com, Forbes.com as well. The free agents they brought in, Preston Smith, Za'Darius Smith, Adrian Amos, and Billy Turner. Sure, in free agency, you're going to spend money to get these guys in here. Do you think that they hit on the guys that they got, or is there a clear overpay in the bunch?
Well, you know, the offensive lineman, Turner, would be my best guess right now without question, as a possible overpay. But his versatility seems to fit what the head coach wants to do, guys. And if he's going to run that outside zone scheme, it sounds like he's a decent fit, potentially a plug-and-play guy at right guard right from the start. And, I mean, Bart, you see how these contracts work out, right? A guy like Nick Perry doesn't come close to finishing his contract. Clay Matthews finishes his. We've been screaming for 2-3 years about moving on from Randall Cobb before his deal was done. Jordy Nelson finished his 4-year deal. I mean, if you would have to bet on it, Bart, I would guess maybe two of these guys finish the 4-year contracts and two of them don't. I think Preston Smith, without question, the linebacker from Washington, is probably the safest player. He's been the most consistent guy through his first 4 years in the league. I think Amos is a guy on the up a little bit. He's probably going to be, guys, a lot like Morgan Burnett, just a safe player back there. He's not going to make a ton of splash plays, but you feel very fortunate that he's going to be consistent and reliable. Plus, he's only 25, so his needle points up. You know, Za'Darius Smith is the one. I mean, they gave him the most money, and he's the one that might concern me the most, Bart, just in terms of his only real huge year, his big year, was obviously 2018 in a contract year. He talked at length at the start of the year about lighting it up in a contract year, and he went ahead and did it. So you do worry a little bit. Is there some Cletus Hunt there? Is there some Nick Perry there? A guy who just cranked it up in a contract year, and now we'll see what he does after he's got his money. But, you know, top to bottom, guys, I do think it's going to turn out that he's going to get at least two, maybe three really reliable starters. And then just the odds suggest that maybe one and maybe even as many as two don't pan out the way he hopes.
I don't want to take us too far into fantasy land here, Rob, but what would you have said, how would you have reacted if the last week or week and a half had the Packers tied to rumors to Antonio Brown and OBJ and all these guys? Would you feel like that was good or bad for the franchise?
No, I wouldn't have liked either one of those. I would have liked Beckham certainly more than Brown. I mean, Brown marches to the beat of his own drummer, guys. You know that well. I think he's a locker room cancer. I think we'll all look back in a year or two and say, you know, even though it doesn't look great right now, we're going to say that Pittsburgh got the better of that deal, because I think Brown's going to be a problem, guys, wherever he winds up going. Beckham Jr. is obviously much younger and still has so much upside. And if you can kind of get him within your scheme and system, I think the chances are there that, you know, he can turn himself into a Hall of Fame player by the time he's all said and done. He certainly started his career headed in that direction. And overall, though, Kevin, I'll be honest, I would draft a guy, probably not on that Thursday night, Kevin, at 12 or 30, but certainly on Friday, I would draft another young guy. I think the odds say one of these three rookies at least emerge next year as a 50-catch type of player. We'll see what Allison turns into. I do think they need to go tight end extremely high in the draft, Kevin, but I think there's enough options internally, and then if they address the position again in the draft, I just don't think spending, you know, $20 million a year or whatever you would have needed to do to bring in one of these troublemaking wide receivers was going to be worth your money.
Let me read you, as we talked to Rob Reichel, a couple of tweets I saw last night, articles I saw last night about HaHa Clinton Dix signing with the Bears. David Haw, who is on with our friends down in Chicago on The Score, says, "I like this move. Bears upgrade position with durable vets surrounded by capable, experienced secondary players. Clinton Dix motivated by a prove-it deal. In essentially a swap of safeties, the Bears get the best of the Packers." The guy's at walterfootball.com. "This is the best signing of the offseason right now, and it's not even close. I was going to write, if I gave out A++ grades, this would earn it. Well, it's my website, so I will. The Bears get an A++ for this absolutely absurd signing. Now, I know HaHa Clinton Dix has some stats that are good, But when you watch him, when does he pick off the ball? When it's tipped, when the quarterback throws it a duck and he's just sitting there in coverage in center field. I mean, he misses tackles. He doesn't like contact. Bears fans can't actually think that HaHa Clinton Dix is an upgrade from Adrian Amos, can they?
Well, it sounds like their local media is telling him that, Bart. Yeah, I mean, anybody who puts in the last 18 months to 2 years of film and tape on HaHa Clinton Dix, there's almost no way they can share that opinion. I mean, because the film doesn't lie, guys. And he finished his Green Bay career just as an absolute abomination in the back there. Anybody that watches, again, that season-ending game in 2017 against Detroit, how he turned down tackle after tackle in that game and shied away from contact, I think any football guy would be absolutely disgusted and probably say, I don't want him near my team or on my roster. He did not have a solid start to Green Bay. I was Green Bay last year in his first seven games there. He played his last nine in Washington. He was slightly better with the Redskins, but again, not dramatically better. He got what he deserved, guys. He got a one-year deal and a proven type of deal to go back out in the market. My personal guess is he will not be able to prove it. Now, they might be able to hide him, guys, because that defense is so good in Chicago, and they'll get so much pass rush up front, and they've obviously got another dynamic playmaking safety on board, and Corey Fuller at corner and guys like that. They're deep in the secondary that they might be able to hide HaHa. But guys, I don't think he's going to parlay a season with the Bears into a four-year, $40 million deal or something like that 12 months from now. No, I think Green Bay got the better player. Again, I don't think Amos is going to have six picks or anything like that, guys, or show up in the Pro Bowl, but he's just solid, steady, consistent. Again, probably a clone in some ways of Morgan Burnett, that you just can trust him. You know he can run your defense. You know people are going to get lined up right. I mean, guys, that's the other thing with HaHa. You know, they tried to turn the headset over to him the one season and let him run the defense, and that was just a disaster as well. So communication-wise, you know, he was a bust and a failure in that department as well. So, no, clearly, guys, I think Green Bay got the better player right now at safety. If the Bears want to believe that, I guess that's their prerogative.
I mean, I'm going to throw my phone into the garbage disposal and chop it to shreds the minute HaHa Clinton Dix gets an opportunistic interception that he had no causing of. And he was just right place, right time, and he takes it in for a touchdown, and Bears fans are like, oh, see, we're the greatest. Monsters of the Midway. I'm going to destroy my phone.
1985, baby.
Yeah, I know it's coming.
Speaking of departed Packers, maybe under much different circumstances, but I don't think a lot of Packers fans would want HaHa back. It's a little different for Jordy, Rob. Would you take him back?
Not in a million years, Kevin.
Yeah. You can't make me laugh today is the rule. I'm a little
sorry, pal. Again, if you're not getting better, guys, in that league, you're getting worse. Jordy just couldn't run by the end. And again, I only saw him a couple of times last year with the Raiders, but the lasting impression he gave in Green Bay in 2017, guys, was just as a player who could not run. I mean, his yards after the catch that final season in Green Bay were under two. You guys remember how many times he caught the ball and largely went to the ground in the fetal position. He just couldn't get it done anymore, guys, after the catch. He couldn't separate. And I know a lot of people want to blame that on Brett Hundley and this and that. His numbers weren't any better at the end of the year when Aaron Rodgers came back. Nelson started that year hot, and if I remember right, guys, what did he go about the last 10 games that season, I think, without a touchdown? He's 33, guys. Doesn't run like he once did. He's not a guy who's getting better. You are far better off giving 500, 600, 700 snaps to Valdez Scantling or Equanimeous St. Brown or a guy you might draft or Geronimo Allison or Kumro or somebody like that, guys. I really believe that. Take a guy who's 23, 24, 25 and try to groom him into a guy who's a legitimate number two next to Adams rather than turning back the clock and trying to move on with Jordy and hope he recaptures 2014 or something like that.
Rob Reichel, appreciate it, bud. We will talk to you soon. Check him out on Twitter, Rob Reichel, BobMcGinnFootball.com, Forbes.com. You have a great weekend.
All right, you guys too. Have a great show. Thanks a lot.
Rob Reichel joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, proving simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.